I ran till I couldn't see Dudu anymore. However, even after a while, it didn't seem like somebody was coming. So I decided to go back and find him. When I found him, he was huddling beneath a bush beside the road. Dudu was sitting on the ground, and his face was buried below his arms. "Let's go, Dudu," I said, but he did not answer. I placed my hand around his forehead and lifted his head. Dudu fell backwards, and he had been bleeding from his mouth and his neck.